coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. It's the Songs and Stories Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome to the Songs and Stories Podcast. I have a very special guest today on the phone with me. It's Lauren Brodo. Welcome. Aloha, Lauren.
Aloha, Steve.
Well, let's start out with a kind of a brief music bio and how you got started with music.
Oh, let's see. I grew up on Long Island. In 1969, my family moved to Philadelphia, and I found my guitar teacher, Philadelphia Jerry Ricks, a blues guy. I took lessons from him for almost 3 years, and then it was the highlight of my week. It was all I cared about. It was 2 hours every Thursday evening. One day I went in and he said, I can't teach you anything else. And I said, what am I supposed to do? And he said, you want to be a guitar player and move to Nashville. So a couple of days later, maybe a couple of weeks later, I did. I had a Telecaster Deluxe, a Vibrolux, and a Guild flat top in my funny little suitcase. And I moved to Nashville.
Wow.
And that story is just too long to get into.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was crazy. I started finding work. I was 22 years old and terrified, absolutely terrified. And I was there for a long time working for Opry stars and,
wow.
and some original bands.
That must have been a great experience with all those.
Oh, I played
talent.
Guitar for Kitty Wells. Oof. I played guitar for Leroy Van Dyke. I was in an original band, the Orange Blossom Special, with John Cornell, who grew up with Graham Parsons and was the original drummer in the International Submarine Band. And Neil Flans played pedal steel in that band, and he was the steel player in the Fallen Angels with Graham. So we traveled around the country in that band.
Wow.
And that was kind of schizophrenic. John Cornell, who was the leader, he played rhythm guitar and drums at the same time. He was remarkable, but he was crazy. Anyway, those stories are nuts.
Okay. Well, was there a certain moment that said to you that said, I want to play the guitar? Was some people are influenced by, you know, the first time the Beatles came on, Ed Sullivan, you know, what was that?
My father was a music publisher. He worked for a lot of the publishers in New York City, and he was working for E.B. Marx and the great guitar pedagogue, Vada Olcott Bigford from Czechoslovakia, was importing guitars into the U.S. This is 1964. I was 14, and gave him a nylon string guitar that she was importing, and he brought it home one day, held it up by the front door and said, who wants to play guitar? I had two brothers. I got my hand up first.
Mm.
So I learned how to play on that guitar by myself in my room because I was incredibly shy and nerdy.
Was there a certain music style or guitar player that influenced you to pick up that instrument?
At first, I loved it was New York City, and it was 1964. I loved folk music. I loved it. I would go to sleep listening to WBAI, which was a Pacifica radio in Manhattan. And Bob Dylan would come on in the middle of the night.
Wow.
So, I saw Phil Oakes at Carnegie Hall in 1965. My father got me tickets and made me wear a jacket and tie. I was the only one. There were people with you know, it's that 60s, there were people with tie-dye on. It was the beginning of all that, and I had a tie and jacket.
Let's smoothly transition to how you landed on the Big Island and connected with the musicians here.
What I started going down to the Hilo Town Tavern on Tuesday nights, Ben Ke'ili and those guys playing Hawaiian music, and I got to know them, and I would play with them every once in a while, just jamming with their band, playing acoustic. And that was plenty for me. And of course, playing around the house. And there's a violin player on the island that I just love to play with, Lorianne Brownlee. She's I love playing with her. But then for Dark Side of the Moon, Dan Brower called me. Well, I hadn't heard from him in years, not often, but he called me on the phone out of the blue. He asked me to play in Dark Side of the Moon, to play steel guitar, and I don't really play. So then I said, what the hell? And I just went ahead and did it, which was a great thing. I love Dan and Alicia.
Yeah. For our listeners that aren't maybe from the Big Island listening to this podcast, let me give a little backstory and help me fill in some gaps here if I miss them. So Dan Brower is a guitarist on the west side of the island. And he got this great idea to do a Pink Floyd tribute concert and play the entire Dark Side of the Moon classic album all the way through, no
all
breaks,
the way through.
From track one to the end of the album, with a large ensemble at the Mike Luce Studio at Kahilu Theater. And if anybody's ever been to the Mike Luce Studio Theater, it's not a great stage. And you guys are crammed in there playing this album for about maybe 100 or so people. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Yes. It was about, I think it officially holds 80, but there were some extras somehow.
Yeah.
It was close to 100. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was it. And then you came back for a second set.
Yes.
All in one night. Yeah.
Yes. It was awesome. I have to tell you, I loved every minute of it.
And there were horn players, Hammond B3 organ up there, and three magnificent singers too.
Two keyboards,
three keyboards.
Incredible singers.
Wow.
Drums, of course, and a whole rhythm section. It was phenomenal. Mm. It was great. And the people, I have to say, those people from that project and the other one, Shaka Sak, just the most amazing people I've ever worked with.
Well, let's listen to a clip from that concert.
Thank you. Share it fairly, but don't take a slice. Bye bye. Money, so they say.
Special guest today is Lauren Brito, and she's going to tell us about this Woodstock tribute concert that was done also at the Kahilu Theater. It was called Shaka Stock. How did that come about?
Again, Dan and Alicia came up with the idea of doing a Woodstock tribute. And I have to say, it's incredible what they do. It's unbelievable. But she came up with the idea, or they did, of a Woodstock tribute for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Mm-hmm. And Dan asked me to do, initially, Alvin Lee's I'm Going Home, which, if you look for covers on YouTube of people playing that song, you won't find them. I was there at Woodstock. I was there and I saw him do it live. It was spontaneous. What he played, it was within the framework of but everything he did back then was spontaneous. He was drunk, I think. There's this thing, and I said no. Again, I always say no. I listened to it and I said, oh my God, are you kidding me? This is gonna be the next whatever months of my life. It took a long time, and I think it wasn't until the last time we did it that it was really perfect. And then that time, Dan and I did it in unison. By then he had learned it. God knows how we did it in unison, but we did.
And then Bubba Myers did an excellent job on vocals.
Oh, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. He is such a great singer. Abraham Bubba Myers. He just nailed that.
He did.
Everything he did was just amazing. He gave me chills sometimes. All the singers did. All those singers.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, Dan repeated the show, which is, for the listeners that weren't there, it was a two-act show that included, God, everything from the acoustic part to the Richie Havens part to doing a Jimi Hendrix tribute. And of course, Alvin Lee and I'm Going Home. But then decided about 6 months later, took it to Privateer's Cove and repeated it.
Yes. I have to say, I love playing with Dan. He's such a competent player.
Let's give a listen to I'm Going Home with Bubba Myers on vocals from the Shaka Stock at the Kahilu Theater. And it's all happening here on Songs and Stories.
My baby, gone home. See my baby, gone home. Want to see my wife? Well, tell me, baby, when he born now? Well, tell me, baby, when he born now? Yeah, oh, baby, baby, I feel so good tonight. Oh, boom, 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 hello, baby, feel so good tonight, yeah. Do the storm, yeah, baby. Oh, baby, yeah. mama, baby, look out, baby. Come on, baby. Look out, baby, I'll come and get you one more time. Go now! Go now! Come on now! Look out, baby. Helicopter.
Aloha, y'all. This is Don May coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. And you are listening to Songs and Stories with your host, Stephen Roby. And I'd like to invite you over to donmayofficial.com. Check out some new music, tour dates, take a look around. We're making some great Americana music right here on the Big Island. Come check it out. I hope to see you there.
Finish up here with a few more questions for you and talk about a project you're doing with a singer-songwriter here that came from Austin, Don May, who was a guest on a previous episode of Songs and Stories. Would you like to talk about the project you're working on with him?
Yes, Don May. Don is a great writer, period. And I love his singing. I love his voice. A lot of people do. I've played some of the stuff I'm doing for some friends here in Volcano who just love it. I met Don when I first moved here. He had like a country band doing some of his originals and some country covers and playing in Waimea area, Parker Grill in Waimea and in a few other places. And I played in the band with him for a while, but we got to know each other. My favorite thing I've ever done in music has been working as a side person for a writer. It was the first thing I did when I moved to Nashville at a coffee house that was up at the top of Music Row. Writers would come in and it would be 3 o'clock in the morning. They'd just written a new song and I would play it with them. But it's always my favorite thing to do. So we kind of kept in touch over the years, back and forth, Facebook this and Facebook that or whatever. When this whole quarantine thing started, he sent me a message and said, "Do you want to do an album?" And I said, "Dirty word," and said yes. I don't think I can curse on here because
you can curse. I'll just bleep it out. Yeah.
Okay. Then, dirty word, yes. So he sent me demos of the songs, and I listened to them. It's difficult, but we're doing it. You know, little by little, we're getting it done.
But before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, Steve. You've done a marvelous job of interviewing.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve. And it's been lovely having you in my home.
Okay, and same here in my my little tiny studio. Thanks for listening to Songs and Stories. You can find episodes on Apple Podcast and listen or download for free. New episodes are available every Thursday. Songs and Stories is produced by Big Island Music Magazine. Find us on the web at bigislandmusic.net. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. I'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.
Hey, Big Island music fans. Would you like to be part of the podcast? If you go to our website, bigislandmusic.net, you can record a comment about the show or tell us about a musician you'd like to see interviewed. Just click on the microphone icon and start recording. Don't forget to tell us where you're located. Your comments might be included in a future podcast. so head over to bigislandmusic.net. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.